Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back into it here on a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. Fun Tuesday. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Be sure to check us out on the YouTube page, Twitch, Facebook, X, Twitter, whatever you call it. You can watch all the videos there. And it's parental advisory. I'm just kidding. We've been clean for what, 4 days straight?
Yeah, I think since Thursday, yeah.
Okay, so Friday, Monday, too. All right.
Two plus days.
Two and a half. Keeping it clean here. Rolling along. The 2024 playoff picture is lit, as the kids used to say, on the left-hand side, which is the AFC side. Because like, there ain't a matchup here that doesn't deserve duct tape to the thigh. I'm going to get into it. Your 4-5 matchup right now in the AFC playoff picture is the Houston Texans versus the Los Angeles Chargers.
Love it.
I mean, if that doesn't scream who deserves it more, who's the team, I don't know what does. Now, I do believe if the Chargers were to win that game, there's a good possibility they would go play Kansas City and Arrowhead. And that'd be the third time of the year.
Oh,
and
wow. Wow.
We would already have seen at that point.
Because the Chargers are the sixth seed right now.
They're the five.
Five seed.
4-5.
4-5.
I guess it's worst possible match. I'm just saying if like Pittsburgh, we'll get into the rest of them.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, there's a possibility you could see Harbaugh and Andy Reid for the third time in year one.
Right. Do you want to see the Chargers in the divisional round for matchup number three this season?
No.
I don't either.
I'm not sure how much I want to see them for matchup number two, even though it's here at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
At least right now, speaking of the moment, the 6-3 game, which is the one that gets Bob Fesco more revved up than a Tuesday evening, Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Again. And you know what the narrative is going to be. Again, Lamar has to play Pittsburgh, a team he can't beat. Again, Lamar loses
Could
in the playoffs.
Could you imagine if he loses that game?
Oh, my then goodness. What? Wow. What then, if he wins that game? Then we get Baltimore here, and I'd be fine with that.
Then he's got to do it again. Prove it again.
On the road in Pittsburgh, on the road in Kansas City.
Welcome to it.
Yeah.
And then your last matchup, a little roll of the dice here, maybe. Could be upset watch. Bills, Broncos. Bo Nix, Josh Allen, the same quarterback.
Ah.
Same roof. Same ceiling.
Jeez.
Sponsored by Manning Roofing.
That's right.
I'm kidding. I just wanted to get you going over there, Mac.
Gosh.
But that's one of those fun, like, that's one of those fun matchups where, like, Denver's like, we're in. Hell, let's get the wheels on fire and let's just go ruin some people's holidays.
Right.
But that game would be fun because it's either going to be over in the first half or it's going to be like, holy cow, Denver and Bo Nix are actually pulling this out.
They're going to keep it close. It's going to be one of those look ahead playoff games for Buffalo. You know it is, right? Like, oh, we got to just get through Denver to get to the next round. And all of a sudden it's the third quarter with 3 minutes to go. And Buffalo's going, we better turn it on here. Mm-hmm. We got ourselves a game against the Denver Broncos. That's a hell of a playoff field. I mean, that's the AFC.
That's the AFC side going into week 11 or after week 11.
I mean, no Cincinnati to talk
about.
As
of right now, the teams that are in the hunt.
Right. Keep these in the hunt teams in.
There's only three. And the ones they had were Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Miami.
Okay.
Any of those three teams you take over Denver?
As of right now, no.
What do you mean take over Denver?
Like that can take over Denver as of right now that you think has a legitimate chance?
Miami has a couple of tough ones still remaining on their schedule, right? So a
couple of easy ones.
Yeah.
But the question is, can 9 wins get you in? If 9 wins get you in, Cincy's got a shot. They play Denver.
Stop. Just stop. Okay. Please. Okay. Stop with Cincinnati.
All right,
let it go.
You said it. You said it yesterday. You keep looking at their losses. There's not enough.
Yeah.
You said it yesterday.
But they're not going to do it. They're a defeated team right now. They're 4 games under 500?
Yeah, I don't know. They're 4-7.
Yeah, so three games under 500. Like,
Do they have Pittsburgh again?
Pittsburgh twice.
Why are we talking about teams that are that below 500 at this point of the season still eligible for the playoffs? Is it because of the 17th week? It's changed everything.
Yes, and quarterback play.
But I'm still like, you're 4-7. No other time have we ever talked this late in the season of a 4-7 team being alive for
that's
the playoffs.
That's respect, man.
Well, you've got the 17th game, and you've got the seven teams now in the playoffs.
Yes.
And that's the other thing. You've opened this up, which is good for the NFL to have a lot of these teams fringe on the outside looking in, but we also have to do the say it out loud test.
But to be fair to Mac's point, we talk about Cincinnati because we talk about out of those three teams, who do you trust more to make that final bid for that spot if it's not Denver?
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Tua in Miami, or Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis?
See, I would go with Tua in Miami just because I think they got an easier schedule. Like, I think this Cincinnati thing is starting to crumble a little bit. Like, has Ja'Marr Chase ripped Zach Taylor again? I mean, like, that's all he does is seemingly rip the head coach on this team. And so it doesn't feel like they're playing for the head coach right now. They're finding ways to lose games instead of win games. And I think when you get this late into the season, it's human nature. It's the holidays. People start drifting. People Miami's start thinking
gonna,
about other things.
Miami's going to lose three more games.
And what are they at? 7?
They're at 4-6.
4-6. So you're
another
nine.
Another 4-win team that we're mentioning.
Yeah.
But they play the Packers, the Patriots, the Jets, the Texans, the Niners, the Browns, and they finish up with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Which the Jets will be checked. They're already
checked
out.
Right, the Jets are already checked
out. But they could lose to the Houston Texans, the 49ers, and the Packers. And then it's over.
Then they're 8-9. If they lose three more, they're 8-9. Yeah, you're out. You're on the outside looking
can't
in.
Can't do 8.
But I can't. The conversation still with the Jets. Are they a playoff team?
That's finally done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the Jets, the Bengals, the Cowboys, like, those are three teams that we as society kind of need to move on from.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the difference is Joe Burrow leads the league in passing yards. Ja'Marr Chase is the leading wide receiver. They have the leading sack. Like,
really matter, don't they?
Well, I mean, they have a top six. Like, they can score with anyone.
What's their record?
I get it, but there's a reason to talk about them. They are the best out of those three teams, no question.
Cincinnati has a bye week. Pittsburgh's got a game on Thursday night, and Cincinnati plays Pittsburgh after the bye week. If and only if they win that game, we have a really dynamite game on December 29th.
Mm-hmm.
That's Broncos and Cincinnati.
That's it. It's a playoff
in
game.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That game could be the deciding factor of who gets the final spot.
Could be. Yeah.
I think that's why Cincinnati's relevant, because they play the Steelers, then they play the Cowboys, Titans, Browns.
They still have not played the Steelers yet, right?
No. Yeah, twice.
Yeah, they play them after the bye, and then they play the Cowboys, Titans, Browns. Joe Burrow and the Browns is some sort of weird voodoo magic And then they get Broncos, Steelers. So depending on how it goes, I mean, their backs are against the wall. They can't make any more errors. Right. They're a fantasy football team right now that's 4-7. You can't lose anymore. You're not going to make your fantasy team playoff, obviously.
Does 9-8 get you in, though, this
year? That's what I'm saying. That's the question.
That's the question. Yeah. Can 9 do it? We flip over to the NFC side.
And Detroit, we'll see everybody else later.
So not as electric, I don't think, as the AFC side, just because the quarterback play on the AFC side is so much more dynamic than the NFC side. But the first match we get to is what really kind of does it for me on the NFC side, which is Atlanta and Minnesota. That's the reunion of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
You know, playing the Vikings, 4-5 matchup would be in Atlanta. Kirk Cousins in the playoffs. Is Minnesota watching that game and winning that game going, that's why we didn't give him a ton of money. This is why we went with Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy.
Boy, if Sam Darnold beats Kirk Cousins on the road in the playoffs, you can be Kermit sipping tea if you're in Minnesota.
Anywhere that didn't give Kirk the money, which everybody gave Kirk the money.
Yeah.
You think
he gets traded this offseason? I think he ends up with the Giants.
I don't know, man. That knee injury to J.J. McCarthy, or I guess it would be Bo Nix, or not Bo Nix, but Michael Penix, depending on what they think about him, that's interesting. Sam Darnold, though, that's another interesting name because J.J. McCarthy just had another knee surgery.
They expect him to be fine, but you've had two knee surgeries and you haven't done anything.
Wait, second since the first?
Oh, yeah, last week.
Yeah, he just had another.
I remember that.
He just had another knee evaluation. Your 6-3 game, which for football nerds like Mac and myself, Arizona-Green Bay. I mean, to me, Arizona, Kyler Murray.
That sounds like the Monday night game.
getting Jordan Love and the Packers, both teams kind of play at that like dangerous rate where like Jordan Love can start off going 8 of 10 for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. And in the second half, he's got 2 picks, one in the red zone or the red area, I should say, red area. And it's all just, you know, kind of been upchucked in the field. It's like, how is Arizona in this game? They were down 21-10 at halftime, and you get to the fourth quarter, and it's 28-28, and you're like, let's go.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
That's what that game is. And then your 2-7 game is Philly and Washington. Jalen Hurts versus Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that's spicy.
Jalen Daniels and Jalen Hurts. That's got some magic to it. That's another one of those third time's a charm type of game, yep. Division rivalry game. All trying to play Detroit.
So Pittsburgh against Baltimore, that's the Saturday night Peacock game on Wild Card Weekend, right? That's your Saturday night. Everybody hunkered down, hoping for snow. I would say the first game would be Houston hosting the Chargers. That's your early game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you go to Pittsburgh, Baltimore for that night game. And I think Atlanta, Minnesota is probably your middle of the day. Arizona, Green Bay is probably your Monday night game. And then on Sunday, you'll start with Philadelphia, Washington, and end with Buffalo, Denver.
You let Josh Allen get primetime?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
That sounds good.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah. I don't have anything wrong with that.
No, all those matchups are really good. They all have like really cool storylines. Yeah. Obviously, Atlanta, Minnesota's got great storylines. Arizona, Green Bay, two potential future quarterbacks of the NFL. Philadelphia, Washington, we all know what that's about. You know, Houston and the Chargers, you know, can Justin Herbert win a playoff game?
Right there kind of tells you who's in the top five of quarterbacks. Is it Justin Herbert or is it CJ Stroud?
Could be, yeah. And then Pittsburgh, Baltimore division game, and then Buffalo, Denver. I mean, that's just like a historical fun game with a young quarterback, an emerging team versus what most people believe is going to be the MVP.
So hypothetically, let's say all the top seeds win, you would have Kansas City versus Houston and Pittsburgh versus Buffalo. Winner goes on to the AFC Championship game.
I'll take my chances with that.
Right? It'd be the second time you'd play Houston.
Yeah, I'd rather play Houston than Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Just coaching alone. Forget the team. Just coaching alone. I want to play D'Amico over Tomlin.
The thing I will say, is there any team that you could see be a huge like threat to the Chiefs outside of Buffalo? Because on the NFC side, I don't know who would actually have a chance at stopping Detroit.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Philly, I think. Yeah, I think we've all slept on Philadelphia all year long.
So is our dream Final Four situation Detroit, Philly, and Chiefs, Buffalo?
I think so.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Could you imagine that championship weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are your top four teams in the NFL, right?
Don't call me. Don't text me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Don't come to my door selling something. Nothing's getting answered. I'm not moving if that's your Final Four.
Yeah, that's a good Final Four. I do like that, yeah.
A boy can dream, right?
Those are, like Bob said, those are the four best teams. Those are the four most complete teams as well.
Yeah. But I think if you're looking at like which team has the upset ability to be there, if it's not one of those four, I think it's Pittsburgh.
Mike Tomlin get it done in the playoffs finally?
Yeah, Baltimore's got to be listed.
I'm just looking at one in each conference. I don't think
Baltimore. Gotcha.
And then in the NFC, I don't know.
Yeah.
Can Washington make that run?
I don't think so.
You think they're frauds?
I think they're a little bit away yet. Yeah.
Yeah. They got a year or two to get there.
Yeah.
Right.
Green Bay would be the next team
probably,
for me.
Probably.
Yeah. Green Bay.
Green Bay. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing I thought about Green Bay is because you guys know me, I was heavy on Green Bay, heavy on Jordan Love this year. They are good at about everything. They are great at nothing. And that will not help you in the playoffs as far as making the Super Bowl. And that's what they need. So I don't know. They're just not great at anything.
There we go. That's your playoff picture. It's going to be hard to, you know, stop those Detroit Lions with the confidence they have.
How exhilarating is it to beat a team that bad? I mean, second time this year you guys put up 50.
For real? That's the second time? I thought it was our third time. Didn't we do somebody else like that? We got the ass, though.
Close.
We got the ass.
Cowboys probably should have been 50.
If you really not coming ready to play, like, we're gonna give you BTA, for sure.
Do you think that's what it is? I'm not coming, like, because I know Xavier McKinney said earlier that you guys seem like you're trying to embarrass people. I don't know.
We just play football. If you're not coming with it to win, then we're gonna get your
Keeping it clean.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of keeping it clean, let's get to On the Come.
Oh, you got to hear Carlson and Davis, too.
Oh, we can play Carlson Davis.
Yeah, I want to hear Carlson Davis.
Don't you have a mindset of, then stop us. Yeah. It's not our job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, if people got problems with what we're doing or complaining about it, then they could just come out here and play better football. Or they could, no, like, I mean, that's the only thing. That's the only problem. That's the only fix to this problem,
right?
You know? Just come out here, and we're welcoming it, too. Like, we don't shy away from nothing. We're going at you whether you want to, whether you're good or bad. We're going at you the same way every week.
Does it make you chuckle a little bit, though? Because a couple weeks ago, Xavier McKinney's like, oh, they're embarrassing teams out there. Yeah. just stop us, right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I guess you can like laugh at it, but at the same time, it's serious business. Like, it's not as if we're taking it for a joke. Like, this is serious business, and like when you come to our stadium, when you know we're coming out to play you guys, take it serious because we're bringing everything we got. So that's the message.
I love it.
Maybe Carlton Davis is on the coach.
I love it, man. It's so good. Like, enough. Right. Like, if you don't like what we're doing, stop us. Mm-hmm. Stop
what
us.
They're saying. Yeah. If you don't like getting your BTA,
yep.
I like that.
Then show up.
Yeah, show up. They're like begging for people to play them. Mm-hmm. Hey, somebody could challenge us. Can somebody challenge us? I'd like to see what happens when Detroit gets challenged. Have they really been challenged this year? The game they lost, who did they lose to?
Baker Mayfield.
Was it Baker? That's mm-hmm. right. That was like, and they were challenged against Green Bay, I think, for a little bit.
Were.
But they have basically just kind of run roughshod over this. What happens when they get challenged? How do they respond? Going to be fun to see who that first team is to challenge.
Minnesota, 31-29.
That's right. It was Minnesota, not Green Bay. Yeah, Minnesota. That's the one, yeah.
Green Bay, the player got kicked out, and it was like a rainy mess, and it was their first game out of a dome in like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
On the come.
On the come.
I can lead this one off. On the come for me is Drake May.
Oh, yes.
First off, I want to mention this guy has only started 6 games, and he has probably the worst offensive line in football. Not probably. I think he does have the worst offensive line in football. His numbers so far this year, he's sitting at a 66.8 completion percentage. That's pretty damn good.
Nice.
Especially for a rookie, a guy that's got a terrible offensive line. He's still completing passes at a pretty solid rate. He's thrown for 1,236 yards, 9 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So doing pretty good. Got a QBR of 59, got a QB rate of 87.5. He is a rookie with nobody to block for him, nobody to throw to.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's got 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He does have a 2-4 record, but he's better than they have had in the past. He seems like he's gotten it figured out. Bill Belichick seems to like him from what he sees. Rob Gronkowski seems to like what he sees. Drake May, on the come, is somebody that needs to start having some conversations about if he is actually better than maybe we gave him credit for.
Love
Fair.
It.
Yeah,
I'm in
Mac,
on that.
Who you got?
Yeah, John Gruden in on Drake May as well. Big Drake May guy.
Oh, so. Yeah, he's got his golf swing back, too, with a new hip.
For me, I'm going to go Anthony Richardson. You guys knew I was pretty passionate about this when he got benched. I was very, very against it. My biggest pet peeve in football right now is the referendum that we choose to have on rookie quarterbacks and young QBs every week, whether it be on a positive or a negative sliding scale. And there are exceptions to every rule, right? But for the most part, I want to give a guy 2 years before I really make a final judgment on him. And again, exceptions both ways. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stroud, Will Levis. We've seen exceptions both ways. But to me, Anthony Richardson, these last 2 weeks, just kind of doing the simple things, right? Moving the chains, completing easy passes, using his size and his speed. I mean, he's like a Cam Newton type. I'm excited to see him confident and getting back there and getting some wins.
All right. Yeah. All right. My on the come this week is pretty simple for me. It's Bo Nix.
Shocker. The man, he's on the come for 3 weeks.
I know. But he's now he leads all rookie quarterbacks in touchdowns. He's asserting himself as a legit player in this league right now. And I think he's probably turned more heads for people as a rookie quarterback than anybody else has so far this season. I know for you guys he has, because you thought he was no good, and I told you he was going to be a pretty good player. And here he sits, man. He's playing really, really good football. And I think he's got an advantage because he's got a veteran coach in Sean Payton, right? As much as I think they failed in New Orleans with only one championship with Drew Brees, I think they should have won more. But he's got himself a legitimate head coach. It's where the head coach does make all the difference in the world in this league.
Has there been a better addition by subtraction than maybe Russell Wilson and Sean Payton?
Let's think about this for a second, and I'll take you one step further.
Please.
Everybody said there was no way they could get out of that contract with Russell Wilson.
Boy, they did.
And they said, screw it. We're going to bite the bullet, and we're going to get out of this thing. And we took a hit in the short term, but for the long term, it has helped that organization grow. The Jets are going to be facing the same thing with a certain player at the end of this season.
Well done.
Nice.
You got to bounce. You just have to bounce. And I hope that Denver laid the groundwork for all of these teams who think you got to hold on to somebody because of salary cap hell. Denver went, we're out, man. This guy is a cancer. This guy doesn't work here. We got to go. And the Jets need to do the same thing. You got a player like that sucks. Doesn't matter what his salary cap number is going to be. Bite the bullet in the short term and make your team better for the long term. Denver took a chance. They did it. More power to them.
So did Pittsburgh.
Cleveland's got to do it too.
Yep.
Yeah, Cleveland's got to do it as well. You're absolutely right about that.
Excellent point.
Yep, great point. Thank Cleveland you. And the Jets both have to be willing to say, the Jets are different, though, because they didn't guarantee $230 million to a creeper.
No, they just ruin their franchise by getting a guy who's way past his prime.
Yeah.
So yours is Bo Nix, Max is Anthony Richardson, mine, Drake May, all three of which we think are on the come.
Pretty crazy. I mean, Bo Nix, Drake May, Commanders. Well, I don't know why.
Jaden Daniels.
Thank you,
Commanders. You're having a seat. I couldn't think of Jeremy Guthrie a half hour ago.
I don't know what's going on. Right. Yeah, that was so weird. Yeah, so those three, obviously Caleb's been disappointing, but three out of four of the top four quarterbacks, really good the first year. I mean, that's so rare that that happens.
Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainier Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ Technologies, number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainierKC.com. It's question time because it's 8:45 as we get ready to wrap up the third hour of our four-hour show. We had a conversation yesterday. What's one food or foods that you seem to only eat when you're hammered? You're inebriated. What's your food of choice? 913-586-7965.
I got more specific than everybody else.
I think so. Bob goes full Bobby Flay when he's hammered.
I go full fat Bobby from growing up.
So that's what we ask. What's your drunk food of choice on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line? 913-586-7965. We get into that on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5, The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.